A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Tzadi Beis, Erevin 92A, pagination page 183, the last of the small lines, we see a Mishnah begin. And we'll start from the second line of that Mishnah. So we're on the first wide line, the third word. Chatzar gidola shenifritza liktano. If you have a large yard, which is broken open to a small yard, and the case is that the large yard still has walls of its own, since it's large, it still has walls of its own, whereas the small yard is nifratz bimiluo. The entire side that adjoins the larger yard is totally broken open. So just for quick argument's sake, let's say we're dealing with 10 feet of an opening. On the small yard, its entire dimension was 10 feet and it's all broken. On the large yard, maybe a 30-foot wall, and only 10 feet of the 30-foot is broken open. So the halacha is gedola muteres. The large one is still permitted to carry in it because it's considered an opening. And it's an opening that's less than 10 amos, for argument's sake, 18 feet. It's still open. It's a valid opening. Uktana asura, and the small one is forbidden. Mepneshe kepischa shel gedola, because it is totally open to the large one, and it doesn't have a wall on that side. What's the basic problem that we're dealing with? Again, we're back to Erev Chatzeros. Really, the entire area is enclosed. It's all a Rishus HaYachid, Midoraisa. But because they didn't do an Eruv one with the other, so the residents of the small one are totally open to the large one. It's not considered a doorway for them because it's totally open. Rule is, even if the dimensions are small, but if it's totally open, it's a breach. Whereas the large one has additionally part of its wall, it's considered a doorway. Skip down so that we're three lines from the bottom. Yosef Rabov, Rav Zerov, Rabba Baba, Rav Chanan, Vyosef Abaye, Gabaye, Vyasvi, Vikaamri, these rabbis said as follows. Shema Mino, beginning of the next line. We learn from here, Mimas Nisin, from this Mishnah, Diure gidola biktana, the dwellers of the large one rule on the small one. Ve'en diure ktana bigdola, but the dwellers of the small one do not rule on the large one. What the Gemara just did is that it's not just a mechitza. It's not just that the large one has partial walls, and therefore this breach is not a breach, but rather a doorway. What the Gemara just did is said that the small one is actually drawn to the big one. It's subservient to the big one. And the big one is dominant. And once we say that, we'll see on Amud Beis specific halachas that are derived from the big one being the dominant one. Take a look at the middle of one line down. Isha bigdola v'get biktano. If you have a woman who is being divorced and she's in the large room, the large yard, and the get was thrown into the small yard. If we follow the rulings, Rashi tells us that the woman has to be there in the yard, but once she's there, the yard is sufficient to be considered receiving the get. So miskareshes. It's a valid get. It works. Because by her being in the large one, the get in the small one is drawn towards her. Whereas, isha biktana v'get bigdola, if she would be in the small one and the get is in the big one, ena miskareshes. It's not a good gerushin. Again, following Rashi's explanation that you could throw it into her yard, but she has to be there with the get in order that it should be a valid get. She has to be in the same area. So the get being in the big one is not going to be drawn towards her being in the small one. small area can only be drawn to the large area. Similarly, Tzibur b'gedola u'shliach tzibur b'ktano. If you have the group of people that want to be yotze the mitzvah of davening, and you have their designated chazan, so the group is in the big one, and the designated chazan is in the small one. Rooms. Yotzin yidei chavasan, it works, because the multitude that's in the big room can draw the person that's in the small room towards them. Again, same paradigm. The get can get drawn towards the big room. However, tzibur biktano shlech tzibur bigdola, if you have the multitude in the small room, and the shlech tzibur is in the big room, so that they're somehow supposed to be drawn to him, and they can't be, because they are the multitude, and the individual, the only way this will work is if the individual, the lower status item, such as the get or the shliach tzibur, who's only one person, has to be drawn towards them. And therefore, ein yotzin yidei chavasan, it won't work because the multitude that's supposed to be dominant is in the smaller room, and therefore they can't draw him to them. Similarly, tisha b'gedola, if you have nine people in the large room, v'yachid biktana, and one person in the small room, it's tarfin, it works. Because the one person in the small room can get drawn to the nine that are in the large room. Datisha biktana v'echad bigdola. If you have nine people in a small room, and one person in the large room, ein mitztarfin, because, again, the large room has to draw, and over here, there's only one person in the large room, and therefore he doesn't draw. How you would apply this to practical cases of a shul setting, you need to pay attention. One of the great leniencies that this topic doesn't even enter is when you have a shul that's really one big room. You might have certain archways along the way, but it's really one big room, and therefore this doesn't even start. But if you would have a room that's large, adjoining a smaller room, then you would have to start paying attention, because if the small room is totally open to the large room, to the point that it doesn't have a mechitza, it doesn't have a separation as far as the small room goes, it might actually be drawn towards the larger room. Most of our cases, though, there is, in the small room, a doorway, etc., and it's not so simple to say that it's being drawn to the large room. One other thing to be aware of, which is brought in halacha, take a look at Tosfos, outer commentary, the one that starts Tisha, Dibra Maskel Tisha. So Tosfos says, Dafka b'yochid b'ktano. It only works, even when it does work, when you have one in the small room, and presumably even if you had two in the small room, etc. Avachamisha biktana, avachamisha bigdola, but if it would be five and five, ein mitztarfin, that doesn't work. The only concept that the Gemara is presenting that would work is if the lower number, and it has to be a lower number, and they're in the smaller room, and then they can be drawn to the larger room. Yeshikoach, have a great day.